Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check it out with Jamel Holoperic and Wichita. Visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. It's Friday. Woohoo Friday. Good morning, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a good one so far. We have a lot of fun things going on this weekend, so let's dive right into it. First off, as you guys know, Odyssey Summer Concert Series. Again, tonight, 6:30 p.m., the gates will open. The music is from 8 to 10. It is Jet City. Jet City. It's a powerhouse, a mix of classic hits and rock anthems. Just a great time over there at Capitol Federal Amphitheater. Free to attend. Isn't that nice? Bring your lawn chairs. Just a great night for live music. And then we also have the Air Capital Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews Extravaganza. This is going on Saturday night at Park City Arena. You need to be 21 years old and up, but 75 beers, premium bourbon, 18,000 bacon bites. I think this is an event you go to and you do not count the calories. You know what? You just say, I'm going tonight and I'm going to eat some bacon and do all of that. So, hey, they will have bacon eating contest, the best bacon dish, the best beer. So a lot of fun time out there. And that is at Park City Arena Saturday night. So get out there. It'll be fun. And then we have Music Theater Wichita. They are in full swing of their summer season. They have Crazy for You this weekend. It is a toe-tapping romantic comedy and several different show times, so you can just pick the best one for you. But a lot of fun happening in our area. Just go to visitwichita.com for all the information, and you too have a fabulous Friday.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. 8:16, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, Friday, June 11th. On this date, 227 years ago, 1798, the United States Marine Corps was permanently established by Congress.
July 11th.
July 11th. What did I say, June?
I think you said June. 7-11.
7-11.
July 11th.
July 11th, right. All right, it's 8:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we take a look at minor league baseball, the first place Wichita Wind Surge. Not in first place anymore. They lost last night to San Antonio 8-6, dropping the Surge out of first place. Now a game back in the division after back-to-back losses. Equity Bank Park is the place to be this weekend for three more games. It'll wrap up a 9-game homestand for the Wind Surge. San Antonio the opponent. 7 o'clock tonight, operating as the Tumba Vacas de Wichita. 7 o'clock game time tonight and post-game fireworks. 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Margaritaville night. We gave away free tickets to go to that game tomorrow night to our listeners. And 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon to finish up the homestand, a windy plush giveaway day. Wind Surge trying to get back into first place, hosting San Antonio the rest of the weekend. Let's go to, there's a member of the Surge that will not be with the team on Saturday, and that is infielder Kalen Culpepper, because he is going to play in the All-Stars future game for Major League Baseball leading up to the All-Star game next week. Culpepper will be in Atlanta tomorrow afternoon for that game. Of course, first-round draft pick last summer by the Minnesota Twins out of Kansas State. Just got called up to Double-A fairly recently. Since getting called up, he's batting .368 for the Wind Surge. How about that? Kalen Culpepper gets to play tomorrow in Atlanta in the Major League Baseball All-Stars futures game. All right, Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals after a day off. The Royals will finish out the first half of the season before the All-Star break. A three-game series in a rematch of the 2015 World Series. The New York Mets come to Kansas City for a three-game set. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday, leading into the All-Star break. All those Royals-Mets games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Mets making only their fifth regular season visit ever into Kansas City. By the way, the Royals head into this on a 4-game winning streak. The Mets are in second place in their division over in the National League. But they're not that great a road team. Got a little factoid for you for the Royals. A for their shortstop, all-star shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt.
He's now 4 years into his big league career. Every year, all 4 years, he's had at least 25 stolen bases and at least 25 doubles. There's only one other player in Major League Baseball history that has ever done that. Darby O'Brien. When he did it in 1890 for the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. So Bobby Witt Jr.'s in some pretty rare company there with Darby O'Brien. Of course, that franchise is now the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers, sure.
Why were they called the Bridegrooms?
I don't know.
Because six players on the roster got married during the 1888 season. So for a few years, they called them the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. There you go. Bobby Witt Jr. in some interesting company there. Hey, ESPN Sports Center is going to all 50 states in 50 days. And the stop in Kansas is tonight. ESPN Sports Center is in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena for the Dude Perfect World Tour. 7 o'clock tonight. So, ESPN, 50 states in 50 days, and the stop in Kansas is tonight.
How about that?
Right in downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena. Let's take a look at the NBA. Yesterday was the opening day of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Players are trying to make NBA rosters. Seeing some action yesterday for the Milwaukee Bucks. Marquese Noel, the former Kansas State Wildcat. He didn't put up a lot of stats, except in one category, 7 assists. You don't usually see guys getting a ton of assists in summer league games. They're usually trying to score. How about Marquese Noel sharing the ball, getting assists? Maybe that'll open some eyes somewhere, trying to get a roster spot. Marquese Noel, the former Kansas State Wildcat, playing with the Milwaukee Bucks in the summer league yesterday. And one of the more strange days in Wichita sports history was 20 years ago on this day. That very odd press conference when Shocker baseball coach Gene Stephenson, having resigned the night before, went down to Norman, Oklahoma, and took the job as head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. And it was a very awkward,
boomers,
emotional, tearful press conference. The athletic director slipped the Oklahoma jersey on Gene, and he looked immediately uncomfortable. As if he didn't. You could tell something was kind of off.
Ooh.
But it was an interesting day. Gene, at the age of 59, took the head coaching job at OU after leading the Shockers for 28 seasons. He was an assistant at OU 5 years before he took the Wichita State job. But that was a weird day. He said during the press conference, "We've done all we can do at Wichita State." 8 hours later, that had all changed. He came back to Wichita and decided he did not want to be the coach at OU and came back to lead the Shockers again. By 7:30 that night, Gene informed Shocker president, Wichita State president Don Beggs, that he was not taking the OU job. He was coming back to Wichita. Despite the fact that about 6 hours earlier, Gene and pitching coach Brent Chemnitz and assistant coach Jim Thomas all met with the OU players and said, "We're your new coaches." It all changed by that evening. Gene never did sign that contract at OU. Six-year, $275,000 offer. Pretty much the same thing he was making at Wichita State. But he didn't sign that contract. And that was a weird day in Wichita sports history. It was 20 years ago on this day, that very odd press conference in which Gene Stephenson took the OU head coaching job for less than a day. That was 20 years ago on this day.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, that's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and the historic Delano location featuring a rooftop deck. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at what could happen in the New York mayor's election. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.